You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As you can check out 93.7 The Ticket on theticket.com. YouTube, podcast platforms, Amazon Prime, television, radio. It's everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Also, the Carriker Chronicles. And to be clear, I'm excited that we keep adding content contributors, but I kind of scoured the internet for all the podcasts and writers that I could find that I thought did a good job. So these are individuals who do a good job. So we keep adding quality people who do a great job. Also, maybe we can do some cross promotion with The Ticket down the road, but DP and I will talk about that at some point in the future. CharacterChronicles.com and on YouTube. All right, DP, I'll let you go ahead and kick it off. Who you got as your greatest 10, 15, 21,000 entrances of all time for pro wrestlers?
The honorable mention falls to text line. And that Val Venus, hello, ladies, with a towel.
Yep.
Certainly.
Love that.
Matters. And then from a previous era, Jimmy Jam Garvin, who came out to Sharp Dressed Man with the sequin sparkly pants and the wonderful, wonderful white boy afro. That he would throw his fingers into along with Precious. I want to give them a shout out. I want to say that Shane O'Mac belongs in the top 10. Here we go. Here comes the money. Certainly is in play for a top flight, top 10 deal.
What about Sting? Sting is nowhere. That's 31st on the list we just went through.
Yeah,
which is why he didn't come up.
We were having Sting discussion with Farley earlier, and it was really kind of a thing that it didn't cross over into the big space. So that's kind of why it stays and lingers. It's good. It's good. But I'm not sure it's great. That's kind of what that was for me. RVD. Again, you know, in my time in Salt Lake City, I used RVD's entrance as mine. So whenever we were doing remotes, I would walk through the crowd and then get on top of the broadcast table and hit him with the two thumbs bicep pose. That's kind of what we were doing. I think New Age Outlaws just has to be number one for me. It just checked every box. That if you started every wrestling show with New Age Outlaws above any other one, that would be a great card that night. Like that really just, it would set the tone. You could put DMX behind that. You could put maybe add Batista and all the guns blaring as being a part of it. If you told me that Dude Love was a possibility, yes, possibly that the goat of all entrances, you have to go back to the very first with Gorgeous George and the fact that none of the entrances, none of the style, swag, charisma that goes into this stuff, the Rock, Flair, none of those exist without Gorgeous George doing what he did for professional wrestling. Add to Hogan, Eddie Guerrero's close, Degeneration X, as I mentioned. I love the Warrior. Stone Cold's definitely top 10. And then I Goldberg is top 3. So that's my 10, however way you put them together.
All right. Here's mine. I'm going to shout two guys out because I want to show them respect, because if we, maybe we'll do this next, the top 10 greatest pro wrestlers of all time, they both have to be on this list, but their entrance songs aren't going to appear in the next 25 that I mentioned, mostly because they annoyed the crap out of me, and that's John Cena and Shawn Michaels. But I recognize their greatness as pro wrestlers, but couldn't really stand their entrance songs, which hurts the entrance as an overall whole. All right, so here are my honorable mentions in no particular order. The Brood, I know we've chatted about him. All right, Jake actually mentioned Finn Balor's regular entrance. I slightly prefer the Demon Finn Balor's entrance, so it's an honorable mention.
I'm with you.
Kane, say that again.
I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Not corporate Kane, to be clear, like the fire-breathing monster Kane, loved his entrance. You can pick Stephanie McMahon, Shane McMahon. I did separate Vince McMahon, okay, because he'll reappear later on. But any of the other McMahons, even Linda wasn't terrible. Jeff Hardy, specifically, loved Jeff Hardy's entrance a little bit more than Matt Hardy's, even though Matt's was great.
Yep.
Lita, as I mentioned, one of my favorite women's pro wrestlers of all time. Really an innovator, kind of opened the door for females and other women like Rhea Ripley, okay? Mick Foley, okay? I personally preferred Mankind, personally. I liked his entrance the best, but there's so many inundations of Mick Foley, you can just pick one. The Shield, all right? I have them as one of the greatest faction entrances of all time. Rhea Ripley, I really love her entrance. Every time I hear her song and see her entrance, I like it more and more and more. Okay, and then I do have, we did discuss the Sandman. I do think honorable mention is fair for him, so I've got the Sandman. And here's my top 15, and I did order them. All right, Charlotte Flair at number 15. I had the chance to meet her, and she just has a presence about her. Like, she, in real life, you probably knew her as a little girl. If you were neighbors with her dad, she, like, has this presence. Like, she really is the freaking queen. Like, she has this aura and presence about her. And her entrance. I think she took her dad's entrance, made it her own, but yet paid homage to what he had done with the intermingling of the song. And then she's got the robes and she's got that aura coming down to the ring. In my opinion, it's my favorite women's wrestling entrance of all time. Okay, so Charlotte Flair, 15. I got Vince McMahon walking down like he's the boss, just overacting to the gills, and I love it, and I'm here for it. And he's walking down like he's killing ants and something's up his rear, but he's cockier and he's better than everybody, and I love it. The Rock at number 13. Okay, just got that aura, that presence, that initial pop of if you smell what The Rock is cooking. At 12, I have Cody Rhodes, but the AEW. Okay. I really like the gold kind of cage bars. I don't know how to describe that thing that he would come up inside of, and then he'd come out of it and go to the ring. That was my favorite inundation of the Cody Rhodes entrance. The one he has right now is pretty over too. Can't complain too much about that. I got Hulk Hogan at 11. Okay. So it's hard to put together a pro wrestling list, and Hulk Hogan's not going to make top 15, top 10 somewhere on it, whatever that list may be. All right. My top 10, I got kind of an underdog.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Kind of out of nowhere, if you will. As far as top 10 greatest wrestling entrances of all time. And I'm going to pause after I announce this and let you dissect it and see if you agree or not. It's a modern day entrance, and I love it. And Pat McAfee getting up on the dance, the desk and joining in, just puts it over the top. Jay freaking Uso with the yeet and the whole crowd going like this. What are your thoughts, DP? Tell me how way overrated I have this entrance on the all-time list.
I mean, I love it, but it falls in line with the Daniel Bryan yes for me. That it's and the Steve Austin yes, it too much of, you know, a what, you know, Steve Austin what, it falls into gimmick, and it's a wonderful party, but I don't get anything else added other than the party. New Age Outlaw, they gave you a party and they gave you poetry and they gave you humor. You can't say that about Yeet. You can't say that about yes. You can't say that about what.
I forgot about Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was never too crazy into Daniel. I kept waiting for the yes thing to fade. It finally did. So I'm going to stand firm on Jey Uso at 10, knowing I'd receive criticism from the haters. Yeah, I knew I'd receive it.
Got to do
That's
it.
Okay.
No yeet. No yeet.
He gets the whole crowd into it. I love the lights. I love it. And again, for me, it's McAfee on the desk. Just puts it over the top.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to get into ones that won't surprise you as much. You can rearrange these however you want. Number 9, Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. The robe, the music, everything we've already talked about. Number 8, an entrance that it's really about the reaction of the people and the aura that he comes to the ring with, an aura that he did not have when he was being shoved down our throats for years and years. But that's Roman Reigns' current entrance, the ones to the sky. Okay, I love everything about this entrance, the people's reaction. I mean, it's to me, it's, I feel like a very underrated entrance. Okay. At number seven, I've got DX, which incorporates, oh, you didn't know, get everybody get ready to, you know, all that stuff. The whole thing from beginning to end, I got it at seven. Sixth is the Ultimate Warrior. Again, this was the first entrance that ever really stood out to me in my lifetime. Okay. Then you got your top five. Stone Cold. To me, I just love the broken glass and the pops that he would get. Okay. And the night that they tried to give away, WCW did, Mankind winning the title. Everyone switches over and they never win the ratings war again. And Stone Cold comes out. He gives Rock the blind chair shot to the face. Mankind wins his first ever title. The people go crazy. It's the biggest pop ever, I think, in pro wrestling history when he came out to interfere in the match. So I got Stone Cold. I'll pause after this because the haters are going to hate after this, but that's okay. I've got Undertaker at four, not one, not two, not three. He's on Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal entrance. It's a one-of-one entrance. My issue with it is it's too freaking long. Like, what I would do is I'd watch the beginning. I would go to the bathroom. I would go play a football game. I'd go take three naps. I'd come back, and he would still not be in the ring yet. So for me, it's just a little bit too long, but go ahead, analyze this at number four, DP. Feel free.
I'm good with it, though, Adam. I'm good with all it right. For all the reasons you just said.
Okay. I did make sure he's in the top four because you got to put this on the Mount Rushmore, whether it's one through four. So I made sure he was in the top four. At three, I've got Bray Wyatt, kind of another out of nowhere. I like the inundations of Bray Wyatt, the Wyatt family, the Fiend. I mean, Jake pointed out, I think yesterday, he would come out initially with the Fiend as a severed human freaking head. And then he had the lantern at one point as Bray Wyatt. I love the everything went dark. The cell phones come out, the lights, the fireflies, all that stuff. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah. I mean, that's Undertaker light though.
I know,
like it's shorter, it's that thing, right? And then it borders into that you're not getting anything other than the walk and the time. It's a space eater entrance. Yeah, there's a vibe, but it's not even the Undertaker with JR saying you feel a chill in the room, and you felt it when he said it because that's what the whole thing was about. I don't get that. I didn't get that with the Bray Wyatt deal. As well, I wasn't the biggest fan of that era, so that's I'm a hater when it comes to that.
So okay, the Firefly Funhouse. Yep. Did you like that or not?
No.
Well, then you're not my audience with this. How could you not like the Firefly Funhouse? Oh my god!
Here was the thing. I didn't understand if it was just Bray. Yes, but when he went into the persona, no. Bray as a poet and as an artist, yes. As a performer, yes. But I didn't need the Funhouse stuff, and it took away from wrestling. It was just a character. It was just a vignette, and I didn't need it. He didn't need it. He didn't need it.
I feel like we could do a whole show on this, but just to keep it quick for time's sake, like – the Wyatt family was over. And then I felt like over with the fans. And I felt like they kind of got undermined.
Yeah.
And it was the higher ups, so to speak, in my opinion, just to keep it short.
Yeah.
And then I felt like Bray felt like he had to reinvent himself, and he did, and it worked. And I feel like that's why he needed to do it, not due to his own actions, but what kind of had been cut out from underneath him, in my humble opinion. Jey Uso at 10. Taker at four, Bray Wyatt at three. Hey, I'm willing to stand on these hills. I'm not going to die on them, but I'll stand on them until it gets hot and then I'll leave. Okay, number two. And you guys, if you don't know me, Sting was my third favorite wrestler of all time. Okay, it goes Goldberg, Rock, 1A, 1B, then Sting, and then Warrior. Those are my top four. Okay, so for me, Sting coming out of the rafters, something that unfortunately killed another human being. But the fact that he came out of the rafters, and then the one that put it over the top for me, and we're not doing one-off entrances here, when he came out of the helicopter, I think they were in Florida, when he came out of the helicopter, which is a version of his normal entrance, to me, that just put it over the top, him and the rafters. I don't think he wrestled a match for 18 months before Starrcade, and the Hogan match, and then he didn't speak for like a year. And for me, coming out of the rafters and that whole deal, which was so unique and legit dangerous, to me, that puts it at number two for me. Thoughts there, DP?
Nope, all fair in the game. All of that.
All right. Number one, the man who smashes his head on doors for fun and then bleeds in the middle of promos and doesn't realize he's bleeding, Mr. Bill Goldberg. I think whether you're a Goldberg fan or not, I think anybody's going to have him somewhere in their top 10, probably their top five as far as entrances. This was a one of a kind. We already talked about it earlier, but I got Goldberg at one. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, DP?
No, that's a good space. And again, it is kind of iconic that we can remember the first time we saw it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right, DP, I appreciate you joining me. And ladies and gentlemen, tune in tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Steve Taylor will be dropping that knowledge. Until then, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bug. I imagine.